all the rest of the animal kingdom, and it gives you dominion over your world. Do you remember something over there in Genesis 1:26? What did it say? You were given dominion over what? The fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and everything that creepeth on the earth. Do you think they referred to everything other than your results? Did they mean, Dan, everything but your income? Did they mean everything but your happiness? Did they mean everything but your health? We don't have time to go into the story, but I can tell you a story about health just as far as my own family is concerned about Maureen, who was very, very ill at one time. But she refused to give in to a life-threatening illness. She wouldn't become deductive to the fact that she could not become healthy again. She thought of all the reasons why she could and all the reasons how she was going to. And she would not listen or permit anyone who suggested anything remotely different. Anything remotely different than what she wanted to be, what she wanted to do, where she wanted to go. She wouldn't accept it. She wouldn't accept it. This is the part of your personality that actually separates you from the rest of the animal kingdom and gives you dominion over. Properly developed and applied, your inductive reasoning factor will turn you on and turn you into an excellent channel for creative energy to flow through. At the present time, presently, you are vibrating in a notion of magnificent thought and energy. We'll be getting into that a lot more tomorrow. But I want you to imagine yourself for a moment, if you could. Just stop and think. Like, just close your eyes for a moment. Go ahead and do that. Just close your eyes. Everyone close their eyes. And just imagine yourself living in this ocean of motion. Just imagine it. Picture it. You see this tremendous, tremendous mind stuff. An intelligence, if you will. Just imagine it. You're plugging into it. Right now you're doing that. You're plugging into it. And you are drawing from it right now. As you stop and think, as you can see it, you are actually drawing from it, pulling from it. Do you know that of all the good of this universe, we're poured over each person in this room, the only amount of that good that you can have is yours only by right of your consciousness. The only amount you can have is the amount you're able to understand. You can only have what is yours by right of consciousness. Let's continue in the book. When these thoughts are brought together, they build creative ideas that can change your old conditioning and literally build your world more beautiful than you previously could have imagined. Let me tell you something that I just have absolutely no problem with anymore with regard to taking a number of thoughts. Bob mentioned this morning something about water. Water is energy at a certain state of vibration. Yes, no? Yes. In other words, it is two hydrogen atoms and one at a certain state of vibration. Think about this. Success is energy, a certain group of thoughts that form an idea at a certain state of vibration. Success is nothing more but energy in its most organized state of vibration. Failure, therefore, would be energy, a certain group of thoughts vibrating against natural law, known as confusion. It is energy in its most confused state of vibration. Is that difficult? I don't think so. What is health? It is an orderly state of vibration. But to achieve it, we must invoke and use our inductive factor, what we're talking about here. So when these thoughts are brought together, they build creative ideas that can change your old conditioning and literally build your world more beautiful than you previously could have imagined. You must, however, properly plant these creative ideas in the treasury of your subconscious mind, the part of your mind that transforms every impression that enters in it into physical form. The Word was turned into flesh. Think about that. What is the Word? It is the formulation of your thoughts into an idea. That's when it becomes the Word transformed into a reality or in the form of a result. I'm asking you to examine that idea. Just examine it. In big black print in your book, I want you to really look at it. Will this idea improve the quality of my life? How many people here